That music makes me want to stand up and salute Brian McTavish, senior writer for Thinking Bigger Business Media, and the founder of our regular weekend to-do list. Brian, great to see you.
Well, that's quite the introduction, Brian.
That's the very, just the beginning.
Happy day before the 4th of July, sir.
And also to you. It is a patriotic time.
It is indeed. We have fireworks all over the metropolitan area on Friday evening. I'm going to point to a couple that actually are both saying they're the largest and the biggest. So who's to say?
You'll have to go and find out for yourselves.
Yeah, if you could be in two, maybe send out emissaries or agents
right
into the field.
How do you even measure how big the fireworks are?
I think that's why they can both get away with this. Okay,
so
first off, maybe by being first, they are the largest. Who can say? Big Bang, Jackson County's 4th of July celebration. It's Friday night, of course, at Longview Lake. Go to Shelter 13. They claim to be the largest and most colorful fireworks finale in the Midwest, for the record. And you'll also have skydivers, a kids' carnival, and a free concert before the fireworks by country band Back Road Anthem. And then you have KC Riverfest with music and fireworks. That's happening at the Berkeley Riverfront Park, just north of downtown there,
down
by
the river.
Broadway Bridge, down on the water, of course. These folks claim that they're simply the largest, not the most colorful, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of color there as well at KC Riverfest. They'll have lots of bands. They'll have Boogie Wonderland. They'll cover the Bee Gees and Chic and Gloria Gaynor. You'll have the Irish band Flanagan's Right Hook, the Kansas City party band The Zeros. And get this, a band called Achilles, whose experimental music project invokes Greek mythology and, wait for it, classical pottery. I think you might go for that.
I'm there. Count me in.
Well, anyway, lots of fireworks, lots of color, lots of family action, music. A patriotic Friday in Kansas City. Enjoy that.
Though that one is, the Riverfest is $5, right?
It's good point. It's $5 admission after 5 p.m. Gates open at 4 at Riverfest. If you get there between 4 and 5, it's free.
That's coming up tomorrow for the 4th of July.
When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I.
We're kind of a mess here in the studio now.
Just slay me now. Sarah McLachlan, the great singer-songwriter, with that expressive mezzo-soprano and such a special gift for melody and those emotionally revealing lyrics. That, of course, is When She Loved Me, which was the high point, whatever you want to call it. My gosh, the floodgates opened for me when I saw it.
It's a low point, really.
That was Toy Story 2.
I hope we can go on.
Oh, we can't. We must. But When She Loved Me, when that song comes on, when that little girl moves on from that little cowgirl doll, and that little cowgirl doll loves that little girl and goes in the toy box.
Goodness.
Sniff and hold.
Sarah's coming here.
Yes, we have to get to the news.
Yeah.
Sarah, pop balladeer extraordinaire. She darn well
pull
better.
Pull it together, Brian.
Sure.
We've got work to do here.
Yeah, we have tissues available. Sarah, better darn well sing that. 8 o'clock tonight. Get an early start on the weekend at Starlight Theater in Swope Park. She certainly will warble in her inimitable way. I think I said that right. Building a Mystery, she does that. She does Sweet Surrender. She does Angel. And she'll do cuts off her new album, Shine On. And she certainly is shining on.
It's a fun concert venue, Starlight is.
Absolutely, this time of year.
$35 or more at Starlight Theater tonight at 8 o'clock.
Well, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days.
Jackson Brown.
The truly great Jackson Brown. Singer-songwriter in a solo acoustic show at the Uptown as of yesterday. Believe it or not, still about 100 tickets left for that show. Also tonight, so all you music heads have to make a choice. Is it Sarah or Jackson? I don't know which way to go on that one. Jackson Brown tonight, Thursday at the Uptown. That song we're hearing, These Days, he wrote that when he was 16 years old.
No kidding. How old is he now?
65.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's one of the younger ones, actually. You know, I think Paul McCartney's got to be over 70 at this point. And as an aside, have you ever seen my favorite Wes Anderson film, The Royal Tenenbaums?
Oh, yeah, classic.
Well, one of the best moments of that film is when this song by Nico is used to great effect in that film. Enjoy Jackson Brown. Have a great time tonight.
It's at the Uptown Theater tonight at 7:30. Remember, all of Brian's picks are on our website at kcur.org.
If they knew just how dearly I would love to.
Brian, excuse me. Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm still thinking about that Toy Story song.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, that is one of the songs from Honk, the family-friendly stage musical, which basically asks the question, have you ever wanted to let out a beautiful quack, but all you could get out was an ugly honk? Anyway, it's the Ugly Duckling story. It's a G-rated thing. It's a wonderful thing. Tonight, Saturday and Sunday at Theater in the Park at Shawnee Mission Park. And on the 4th of July, the first 500 folks through the gate get a free hot dog and a free lemonade to boot.
That's another great venue. 8:30, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Check out Honk.
If you go your way, then I'll go mine.
You go your way, I'll go mine, Brian.
Okay, am I saying this right? Is it Lysistrata?
Lysistrata?
Oh, of course. That's why you're the host.
Well,
I'm just the guest.
I just work here.
Lysistrata Jones. It's the Midwest premiere of a great Broadway show tonight through Saturday at the Off Center Theater at Crown Center. Young professional cast, 11 of the 12 cast members are all under age 30. They've all appeared in at least one other professional show in town. They're actually singing this. What we're hearing, or what we heard a moment ago, they were dancing and singing this wonderful song. It's about cheerleaders who are trying to convince the boys on the team to win. The end. We're done.
That's it. Lysistrata Jones at the Off Center Theater. That's Brian McTavish
yes.
with our weekend to-do list. Thank you, as always, Brian.
It felt like a firework to me, Brian.
You always do. You can find all our broadcasts at kcur.org. And don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook. This program also on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Don't forget, we're off tomorrow, but tune in at 11 for Snap Judgment as we bring you Campfire Tales. Then join us again on Monday. We had help this week from KCUR's Linda Scher, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Cody Newell, Hannah Copeland, and Scott Ross. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Brian Ellison, and you are up to date.